think the vendor will assist us on an as-needed basis. And as far as, I don't know the specific, Joe, do you know the specific, if we're, I'm sure we are paying them to come up here.
Yeah, we,
It's a CMS master contract.
But it's a CMS
that we're required to use.
I guess then maybe I'm confused. Like, so CMS does this bid statewide?
Correct.
And then we have to use them?
Right, A1 was the only responsive bidder.
Okay, so we use A1. Within the cost of putting locks in and changing locks, do we pay on top of that travel expenses? I guess that's what I'm trying to get at.
I thought they had a local presence, but I...
Oh, okay.
I believe they do have a local presence. Their headquarters is in Springfield.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I mean, I just, what I don't want to get into is where we're paying, and then the next one on the gas, too.
Sure.
Taylorville is even a little south of and of Springfield and east of Springfield. Frankfort's in the far south suburbs. Carroll's in the city, and then Sycamore's far west. So, like, do we pick the one that's closest, Paul, to deliver this gasoline, the E85?
If I could, I'm just going to defer to Tom Delvin. He's our fleet manager. I mean,
they all order out of the local terminals, and they deliver from the local terminals.
Oh, okay. So they're like brokers.
They're like brokers.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
They just pick up the gas.
I just pictured fuel truck driving from Taylorville all the way up here to give us 27 gallons of gasoline
at
the Lake Forest Oasis and driving all the way back.
Ooh, okay. And this is for our use. This isn't for the fuel stations on this isn't for the retail.
Well, that's even worse. Then they drive all the way to Waukegan to put it in there.
Right.
Or Rockford. So what it is they're brokers, and then we simply pay the markup, and this is the lowest markup.
Correct.
Okay.
Lowest markup per gallon.
Okay. That's fine. I just... You know, I have no problem doing business all around the state, but it seems odd that we're doing business like lock replacement. But if they, maybe next time around, if they have a local office, just for someone like me who gets reading all this stuff, if they do have a local office, if you could show that their headquarters in Springfield, but our service primarily comes out of Downers Grove.
Or that we're not paying additional travel.
Yeah, I just don't want to get caught where we're thinking we're saving money and paying money we don't need.
Do we really have to approve refuse liners? That's something the board has to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we can certainly discuss that those would be changed, but, you know, right now it is something the board has to do.
I think it's above 25,000.
Yeah, I think that if there's...
I don't want to argue about
34.
Yeah, but they're very important.
But I do think that there's... Right. I do think that there are, you know, maybe discussions that we could have of how best to use the board's time and whether those thresholds need to be re-examined.
Especially if it's against the CMS contract that we're required to use anyway.
Yeah, we kind of don't have any
options.
Yeah.
And at a certain dollar threshold.
For the routine CMS masters, they're all competitively
bid. And within our budget.
If we don't have an option, it's under a certain threshold, but then we would just, I think we have a thing where we just get a report monthly then that this is what either you or Paula have done.
And maybe that we have a right to raise it, one of us can raise
That's
it at
right.
the committee meeting if we have a problem with one.
Or the report is submitted, and then you can always say, well, I...
Almost like an informational item.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
I agree. That was part of our discussion
last week. Now that it's been raised.
Well, I didn't fly back from Mexico City last night at 4 in the morning to argue.
Well,
I will tell you that. Okay.
So items 1 through 6. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Director Lynch, second by Director Canham. All those in favor?
Aye.
Items 1 through 6 in procurement and are approved. Can we go to item 7? In procurement, renewal to contract number
25809.
Marketing as an alternative.
I'm
Star 999 program.
Pardon?
Star 999. We're moving on.
Okay.
We're moving on.
We voted for the garbage bags.
We had one question.
Oh, okay.
You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I just have one comment.
Okay, comment.
On item number 4 that John just presented, it looks like the agenda says the total amount is
52, and he said 51.
It should be 52.
It should be 52.
Sorry.
I saw that, and I said, oh, well, he's off by $1,000.
Okay.
52,618 as opposed to 51.
Correct.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, Liz, good attorney.
You've earned your keep for the day.
The seventh and final item is a renewal of a tollway contract for the continued use of the Star 999 Motorist Assistance Program. This contract provides emergency and non-emergency cellular phone dispatch services for motorists on the tollway and Chicago area expressways which cover the counties of Cook, Lake, DuPage, Kane, Will, and McHenry. The vendor has approximately 26 agents that field calls for motorists who report incidents, and then the agent directs the incident to the appropriate jurisdiction. This is a cooperative effort with IDOT, who reimburses the tollway for 50% of the cost.
This is the little signs that you see on the edge of the tollway.
Yes, correct.
It gives motorists an alternative to call.
What if they're in? What if they're in Boone County?
It works throughout the tollway system.
Because you didn't mention some of our counties. What if they're?
I'm sure they would still get connected to the.
Well, if it's in cooperation with IDOT, does it cover all the IDOT roads too?
Just in those given counties.
Oh, okay.
If there was a call on our system that came through *999, it would go to this call center, mm-hmm. and then that call center would contact the appropriate people. So I believe anywhere on our system.
So even if they're all the way out in far western county, it would still come through.
Because I think it would come to our dispatch center, and then our dispatch center would get the right people involved.
Okay. This contract is with Marketing Alternatives Incorporated. Approval of this request will increase the dollar limit by $300,000 for a one-year period. The current authorization is $1,500,000, and upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $1,800,000. That's all we have.
And then this one, the question is, this is a renewal of an initial contract that was 5 years.
That's correct, Director.
It's like on this one, we should be trying to go out for an RFP to see if we can get better.
We are. We talked to the using department, and in the near future, we are going to start the RFP process. Because you're right, it was a long initial term, 5 years, and it looks like there's plenty of competition out there for the service. And we think the time is right to go ahead and issue an RFP. That's something we will do in the next few months.
All right.
Okay. So we're extending it for a year. Can we have a termination for
convenience?
Have
a convenience sentence in it?
Absolutely.
So moved.
Termination. May I just say, Director Morris?
The only thing I would like to say is that we do have to be mindful of kind of staff's ability to manage all of these RFPs.
Yes.
So I'm happy to have it, but I think that we should anticipate that this would be a one-year contract, and our goal will be to have an RFP process that.
Right.
I just want to be clear on the expectation.
So it'll be a real one-year, and then we will anticipate a renewal next year, though.
Right. We will have an RFP. We'll start an RFP process right away.
Correct.
So that we're ready.
As opposed to the financing team, where you are, that's a priority that you're going to do.
Within 5 months or so, we would.
Okay.
We'll move as quickly as we can.
I move to approve number 7.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say
aye.
Aye. Item 7 is approved. Then we go on to the engineering agenda.
Thank you.
I think we can do all three.
Okay. Item 1. It's a request for a final release of retainage to the joint venture of Lord Construction and Geneva Construction in the amount of $613,552.80. It's on contract 5572. This is a contract where they did resurfacing and rehab on I-355. It also included repairs to 24 structures on that route between I-55 and Finley Road. The work was completed within budget, and they've exceeded their DB goal on this contract.
We can do these all together or one at a time?
We're going to do them together. Or we can do the first two because they're release of retainage and hold, and then we'll do three separately.
Okay.
Number 2, Paul.
So item 2 is a request for final release of retainage. It's to Allied Landscaping in the amount of $77,434.31. It's on contract 7720R. This contract was for landscaping services on the Veterans Memorial Tollway between 151st Street and Mountain Road. They completed the contract under budget, but there is a shortfall, 7.4% shortfall on the DB goal. The shortfall was evaluated by our diversity unit, Stephanie Stevens, and they are approving it. The reason for the shortfall was there is a reduction in the quantities of work on this particular contract. The primary example was that they did tree removal operations, and after they removed the trees, they saw that the forest floor had a layer of mulch, so there was no need to purchase the mulch that we had in the contract for soil erosion purposes.
And that was going to be from a DBE?
Yeah, it directly impacted the DBE's subcontracted work. The contract did come in under budget. We saved money, but it did end up adversely impacting the subcontractor's work.
So how much under budget did we?
I think it's $120,000, roughly.
$120,000.
So that most of that would have gone to the DBE.
Yes.
Had we not needed. Okay.
Okay. So in this case, do you grant them a waiver, Stephanie?
Yes, or do? Okay.
Yeah, it says that on the report here. A waiver was granted.
So any questions on 1 and 2 for engineering?
Move to pass 1 and 2 as written.
Can I get a second? Moved and seconded. Items 1 and 2 in the engineering agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Items 1 and 2 are approved. And go to item 3.
Item 3 is a request to approve a lease assignment and a sublease, an exercise of a 5-year renewal option to the assignee to address the ongoing encroachment that there is on 3 tollway parcels. These parcels are located on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway, that's I-90, at Lee Street in Des Plaines. Upon approval, the existing lease will be assigned to Transwestern Great Lakes LP to ADM2 LLC and ADM2 LLC's manager, Siete 7 LLC. This assignment will be in effect through June 30th, 2012. The renewal and extension will extend the existing term for an additional 5 years, and there is an annual rental escalation built into this of 8%. We don't recommend designating these parcels as excess right now because we do have a lot of work planned on I-90. We're still developing the final plans for that, so we may in effect need some of this property. So for the time being, we're recommending that we just take this action so that we can, you know, legally assign the lease to the proper people and have them pay for the encroachments.
I assume there's some kind of termination clause.
For convenience.
I don't know if it's for convenience. Or some kind of 30-day out, 6-day out. I guess I'm looking at lease.
A lease?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd have to find out about that. I'm assuming there is.
Liz, do you know?
I'm sorry?
If there's a 30, I don't think, is there a 30-day out clause on this lease agreement? I wouldn't imagine that there would be.
I am not familiar with this one specifically.
Okay.
I can't imagine that there would be.
Yeah, I don't think the landlord would be interested in our convenience.
Well, yeah.
They pay us, right?
Right.
They pay us because it's assignment, because it's a partial use of our right-of-way. But then because we anticipate having
work.
to be able to use some of this, at some point we have to give them some kind of either a 6-month or whatever works from a practical level, so that if we want to...
I'm going to have to check with our property manager.
Oh, you're saying that we want them off the property.
Right, we want them off the property because now we're going to use... You're saying we're going to have to use this property or may have to use this property.
We may have to. That's why we're recommending we don't declare it as excess right now.
Right.
It's being utilized for... There's some parking in their
is
parking
lot. Is it a garage lot. Or just a parking lot?
It's just a parking lot.
Okay. So they've not built on it other than a parking lot.
Right.
And it's a 5-year or is it a 1-year with 5-year renewal option? I mean, we just have to make sure we manage it so that if we anticipate using it, we can terminate the lease when we need to.
This is
if we need to terminate the lease to use it.
Yeah.
This
but can we make a motion to approve
subject to
review by legal on that issue? Because this should come to the board next week, and we should be able to resolve that in the next
week. Yeah, we should have some answers.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll make that motion.
So motion to approve subject to review of the appropriate termination provision.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded with the proviso, and all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So this goes to the consent agenda. Thanks. We can go on to the legal list.
Good morning.
Item one
is a proposed intergovernmental agreement with Cook County Highway Department under which Cook County will pay to the tollway an estimated $159,042 as reimbursement for bridge repairs to 2 bridge structures with combined tollway and county maintenance responsibilities. One bridge is at Plainfield Road over 294 and the other is at 88th Street over 294.
So
I'm going to take all these IGAs together.
Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay.
Let's talk them all together.
Item 2 is a proposed IGA with IDOT, under which IDOT will pay the tollway an estimated $19,122,468.61 as reimbursements for improvements of the Tri-State Tollway at Willow Road from east of Sanders Road to Landwehr Road, which included removing and replacing the Willow Road Bridge over 294. This work has been completed. The next item is a proposed intergovernmental agreement with IDOT, under which IDOT will pay the tollway an estimated $1,083,898 as reimbursement for work over 10 bridges on the Tri-State Tollway from 95th Street to Cermak Road. Item 4, and those are all similarly situated intergovernmental agreements.
Okay. Can we do those together?
Right. So do you want to do 1, 2, and 3? I just have a question on 2. How do we get to 61 cents? 19 million.
I'll defer to the chief engineer.
Yeah, it's very exact because it's based on the actual quantities of work once it's performed. So if it works out.
Take a percentage of that.
Yeah, if it works out.
Okay.
And then, Paul, what this means is we actually build the project and then they reimburse us?
Yes, we know.
Now, in Rosemont, we're doing just the opposite, right? So, I mean, this is just so we don't end up having two different contractors working on the same project.
Correct. Right. And then also, I think it's in the best interest of the public.
Right.
We know we both share jurisdiction over the bridge, and it's more cost effective to get all the work done at one time.
How do you determine the split? Or is it they pay the whole thing to the bridge?
We have agreements on each of the structures, and typically, if it's a crossroad that's over us, we take from the beams down, and then the local jurisdiction or the state IDOT takes the from that part up. So if you do repairs on the deck, it's their costs, and if we do repairs on the substructures, it's ours. And then it gets a little more complicated if we do a widening, and then we break it up by percentage basis.
I think this is a great idea because it's good use of we're all part of the same governmental structure in the state, so this is a good way to do it. Now,
yes.
I have one question: how is the state on paying? I read in the papers they're a little bit late on payments.
There is an outstanding balance, but they do have programmed into their multi-year program, payments.
So we'll just get paid annually. As a vendor would be paid.
Well, we'll be paid annually some portion of the amount that's owed, but there is an outstanding balance.
Yeah, and this big one that
we're excited about item 2.
Because they're going to pay us upon presentation of the invoice, the work is completed.
Yeah, we worked that into this agreement.
This was a big one.
Yeah, they have it obligated in their fiscal year 2012.
I understand they have it obligated, but like we will get the check within the next 12 months.
The complaint about the state payments, to be honest with you, is it's more those are general revenue fund based payments. These are not general revenue fund.
So we should be okay.
Yeah, they're federal funds.
Because 20 million is a lot of money to be carrying on the books. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like working with them, but.
I asked Tom that a couple of years ago. I can't remember what the balance was. What is the balance? Anybody have a rough idea from my dad? I think it's about and then we owe them though.
Until I was on vacation last week, until they made the gross that they owe it 120, we owe them back about 55. They kept making payments.
This is not $120, this is $120 million.
We owe them 65.
We're in the short end of that stick.
And so they've made some payments, so the balance is maybe a little lower than that. Those totals reflect.
They're working with us more regularly to settle things up.
Okay. Good. Okay. I'll make the motion to approve that.
Well, we're approving items 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, items 1, 2, and 3, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, 1, 2, and 3 have been approved under legal, and we have another intergovernmental agreement that's a little different.
Right, item 4 is a proposed intergovernmental agreement with the West Virginia Parkways, under which West Virginia Parkways will provide spare camera equipment to the tollway for the cost of $6,000 plus shipping. This is necessary in conjunction with the violation enforcement system.
That's good. Is that a pretty good price?
It is, and this particular vendor has recently gotten out of the business, so
the wholesale.
Be the last 23 that we get to buy.
Okay.
So
this
move.
Okay. Type of camera.
To approve. So move to approve.
Then
move
and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 4 under legal is approved. Item 5.
Item 5 is a resolution authorizing the renewal of bond counsel with the law firms of Perkins Coie, Burke, Burns, and Pennelly. And Pugh Jones and Johnson, formerly known as Pugh Jones, Johnson and Quant, to serve on a list for the purpose of providing the tollway with legal services in connection with the issuance of capital debt, new bond issues, and other financing. These firms were initially approved by the tollway board under resolution 18409. The cost for these legal services will be capitalized from the bond proceeds. and the specific firms utilized will be identified in any future resolutions authorized by the board for capital debt, bond issues, or other financing matters.
So there's more than just these two firms on the list?
There are three firms on the list. When the original resolution was adopted by the board in 2008, there were seven. These three firms are the only firms that we use as bond counsel, and under the procurement rules, these are the only ones that we can have a renewal with. This is part of the financing that Mike talked about earlier with the underwriters and other financial
services. No, I understand. I'm just confused. We have six firms, but we can only use three?
For bond counsel work.
To renew for the next year, because the other three of the other firms were used as underwriters counsel, but they had no relationship with the tollway, and one firm was never used at all.
All right, so 2008. So are we going to do another RFP to refresh
yes.
this list?
Yes.
Along
do we pick
with
this
the financing?
Is it the AG?
Pardon me?
Is it the AG, or we don't get...
The Attorney General is involved in the review of the firms, and they are appointed specials, I believe, like every
okay.
other legal issue.
So
this
time.
Is really a matter of procurement and language issues and changes to the bill, that because we didn't actually retain any of the other four firms for use as bond counsel, we can't keep them on our list.
This is a renewal, and so as I understand it, because these were the only firms that were actually used as bond counsel, we can only technically renew with firms that were actually used as bond counsel. So that's why we can't renew with the entire pool. We'll be doing an RFP, or the Attorney General really is going to be the entity that selects counsel, as they typically have always been. But the reason is just changes in the procurement code that don't allow us to renew with the whole pool, because only these three firms ultimately were used as bond counsel.
There's two firms here.
Three. Perkins Coie, Burke Burns, and Pugh Jones.
But that's a limited pool. There's a lot of other firms that do bond counsel work, so I think... So then the AG will do a RFP, and then it'll come back to the board?
The tollway will do an RFP.
Oh, we'll do the RFP.
The AG will be involved in the evaluation.
Okay, and then come
more
back.
More than just involved.
Okay.
I was going to say they will
okay, can
we
can
probably
can
need a list of greater
I'll,
than three
yeah,
firms.
I'll make a motion to approve this, but I would like to know a date that the RFP process would start. Because, I mean, there's got to be 30 firms, 20 or 30 firms in the Chicago region that do this work. And these are all really good firms. I mean, I have no argument with it. I think, you know, I know these firms and I know they do good work, but it seems like that's a very small pool for us to draw from when we're about to do $4 billion worth of debt.
And I believe when it was put out for bid before, there were 22 firms that responded. There were seven that were selected. I can't tell you why the other 15.
That's fine, yeah.
You know, but there were seven, and unfortunately, it's just the change in the procurement rules why we can't even have all seven.
No, I understand, but I mean, I just when are we?
You're asking
but
when the RFP process.
There you
is
go.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
be in conjunction.
Yeah,
with
but
the
going forward, can we make sure that if we have a pool of seven, we can continue to use out of the seven as opposed to just the ones we use? Because
we
it
can't,
depends.
We wouldn't be able to renew. This is the procurement
this
code.
Is a renew,
this is
right.
This is a stat. This is statutory requirement
right.
of the procurement code. But
it says
I
in a renewal that it says in a renewal you can only use
that
you've used
actually
in the past.
Used.
And
okay.
I think
just
Liz,
for the renewal
you can't
period.
Renew with the firm that you've not used.
Got it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the pool that was established was a pool for both bond counsel and underwriters counsel.
Correct.
Right.
And
so I don't know that the other firms would be precluded from serving as underwriters counsel. They could not serve as bond.
I don't disagree. Counsel. I'm just I
sure,
just
I understand.
I think what happens is we suggest, which means we dictate who the underwriters' counsels will be, which is perfectly fine. That's the practice in the industry. What I just think, and Maria is kind of getting to, is that there are a lot of really good firms that do really good work. These are three really good firms and do good work. It would seem it's to our advantage to start this process over so we have six or eight or ten firms, whatever the number. That,
yep.
Because Mike does this with the underwriters. We might have 40 firms apply, and I think what you do, Mike, last time is you figure we might do four bond issues over 3 years. You could have a maximum of four co-seniors, so we limit it to eight for that top tier. And I understand all of that, but I think we just ought to go out and see who's out there today and what they look at. And I don't know that we set the pricing in the RFQ, but at least it would give us a sense of what they're willing to work for.
Right.
And I have a technical question.
Yes.
That under the new procurement rules, are you saying that when we do this RFP, are we going to have a pool for bond counsel firms and a pool for underwriter counsel firms? And those who serve as underwriters counsel then can't be bond counsel firms? Because I'm used to typically, you know, local agencies have a pool of firms, and then they'll say, okay, you're bond counsel this time, you're underwriters counsel this time.
Exactly.
Is that a new technical thing under the procurement new procurement code?
I don't know the answer to that specifically. By analogy, for what's been done in the past since this RFP went out, is that the board passed a resolution identifying which firms would be bond counsel, which firms would be underwriters counsel. And the pay schedule for them is also listed in the resolution, you know, cents per thousand or whatever the
standard. So the board defined two pools.
Correct.
Okay.
And we will try and do this as broad as possible and in a way so that if we need a renewal, we can renew with as many possible firms on the list.
Okay.
That's what we can do to work that out.
But
okay. I think Director Morris moved to approve.
Yeah, I think they understand what we'd like to get to. Mm-hmm. So I'd move to approve this as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So item 5, when legal edit has been approved. And item 6.
Item 6 is a resolution to amend resolution 19480 to replace Exhibit B, the rate schedule, with what was presented and discussed both at the public hearings and at the open meeting of the Board of Directors on August 25th. This amending resolution makes no change to the plan or the rate schedule. It merely makes sure that the legal record is accurate. Copy of the replacement schedule has been filed.
Any questions on item 6?
No. Nope. So moved to.
Moved to approve. Director Morris?
I will second it because it's a technical amendment.
Thank you, Director Morris.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item 6 is approved.
I'd like to be recorded as nay. I made the second so it can be voted on.
Okay. Please report, Director Morris. He's been consistent. He voted nay originally. He voted nay again. So, but Director Canham and I moved to approve, so it's approved.
Thank you, Directors. And seek an executive session to discuss potential litigation and collective bargaining matters pursuant to sections 2C2 and 2C11 of the Open Meetings Act.
Okay. A motion to go into executive session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And I guess for the public, we'll go into executive session. Nothing will be, we'll have discussion in executive session. Nothing is approved in executive session. And we'll come out and adjourn after.
Thank you, staff.
Thank
you. Great job. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.